You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, welcome to Inside Out, and we're going to hop right in today. We're talking based on a sermon series I did called My Place in This World. Excuse me, the journey of life that we're on, that we have destinations, that's where you're trying to go. You have your location, that's where you're at, and you have your condition. How are you doing? And then the conditions of what are you traveling through? What are you dealing with? And so to help us on that journey, and I encourage you to go back in the last few episodes and review, get caught up to speed. And again, I only do 10, 11, 12 minute episodes so that, you know, they're a little more readily easy to get in and focus in on just a couple of things. So the last time we talked about realize your roles, and today I just want to pick right up with one of the biggest things, and that is this: on your journey through life, as you find your place in this world, and let me back up on this. You have your destinations, that's where you're trying to get to. You have your location, that's where you're currently at. Where you're at now, that's the only place you can start to move into the future and to make the future better and brighter and more fruitful and or sustain what is good that's already going on. So here's the biggie for us. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Wisdom is when we get wisdom, it taps into what God knows. God knows what to do. He knows how to do it. He knows when to do it. He knows who to do it with. He knows who to avoid. Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's the first thing. Therefore, because of that, get wisdom. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Then Proverbs 13:20 in the Message paraphrase, it says, become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. So again, become wise by walking with the wise. Who you hang out with matters. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. So the path of wisdom, as we're on this path of life, and as we read the book of Proverbs and we read in Scripture, and we watch by observation the lives of others historically and currently, the path of wisdom more likely leads to length of days, long life, success, and peace. You are less likely, as you walk the path of wisdom, to make mistakes and missteps. Your steps will not be hindered. You'll run and not stumble. And your path gets brighter. And when you're on the path of wisdom, I love this, you outsmart the devil. So the devil is against you 24/7, every day of your life. And for generations before you were even thought of, he's been working against you. And get on the path of wisdom. Now here's a couple of things, benefits of wisdom. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4, and I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version. It says, through skillful and godly wisdom, and that's a great description of what wisdom is, skillful and godly wisdom. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, and then in parentheses, a life, a home, a family built. So it's through skillful and godly wisdom, a house, a life, a home, a family is built. And by understanding, it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So let's go back to the top there. Through skillful and godly wisdom, a life, a house, a home, a family is built. That Old Testament Hebrew word there, built, means to build, to assemble, to put together. So if you're going to build, assemble, or put together a life, a home, a family, do it through wisdom. But that word also means to repair, to rebuild, to build again. I don't know about you, but I think all of us, me included, for sure, I've broken things. I've messed things up. I've gotten things out of order before. Well, what do I do now? Just walk the rest of your life in brokenness, failure, shame, confusion, hobbled? No. Through wisdom, you can repair. This is incredible news. You can repair, you can rebuild, you can build again. You can build again, you can repair. Build, repair, build again what? A life, a home, a family. So whatever might would be going on, it can be repaired. God is a redeemer. God is a healer. God is the God of not just second chances, but third and fourth, and multiply that thousands of times. That's who God is. His mercy never runs out. And he's with you all the time. So turn to God and get his wisdom, and not only build, but rebuild and build again and repair a life, a home, a family, a situation, whatever it would be. Wisdom is the key to that. Now, my concern as I share all of this is for those, not just those that everything's going pretty good for you, but for those that are stuck, stalled, maybe stumped or stunned, maybe grown complacent. You know what? You need to repair. You need to rebuild. Some of the heavies are shame and bitterness and disappointment, hopelessness and regret and fear. But realize those are not, it's not part of God's plan for your life. That might be evident and present and feel very heavy to you right now. But you have what has happened until now, and then you have what happens from now. I'll say it again. You have what has happened until now, and then you also have what happens from now. So I cannot encourage you enough. It's what happens from now that matters. It's what happens from right now. So we can get wisdom from God. And listen, again, if you're on the path of wisdom, that's more likely going to lead to length of days, long life, success, and peace. You're going to be less likely to make mistakes and missteps, and your steps will not be hindered. You can run and not stumble, and your path gets brighter, and you outsmart the devil. Ask God for wisdom. Tap into what God knows about you, your situation, your problems right now. And it's not just what has happened until now. Yeah, you might be living in some of the problem of that, but it's what happens from now. And make sure that we're tapping into God's wisdom to help us go from where we are to where God wants us to be and can get us there. Realize that God sees you right now, right where you are. He sees it all. And he knows you inside and out. He loves you beyond what you could ever even imagine. And believe this, he's not done with you. And if you reach out to him, he will not leave you stuck. He won't. So turn to God and draw near to him and ask him for wisdom. And he said he would give it to you, and he would give it to you generously. And you need that. I want to pray for you before we stop this episode today. And again, if things are going, in general really well with you, let's pray that that be preserved and that you stay wise, okay? And if things maybe got a troubled zone or several in your life right now, let's pray on that too. Father, I pray right now for my brother, my sister, listening to this podcast. And I pray, Lord, that they would sense your nearness to them, your presence. And even if today they feel nothing, I pray they'd know in their heart you are there. And I thank you, God, there's nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot help, and nothing that you cannot fix. And I pray that you show yourself strong. I pray that as they reach out to you and call out to you, that you give them wisdom, that they would tap into what you know, and they'd know what to do and how to do it and when to do it, and give them the strength and courage and clarity. And I pray, the Lord, that they'd be able to redeem the days as they look ahead, that they realize that the shed blood of Jesus forgives us and cleanses us. And whatever shame or disappointment or any regret or fear, all of those things, Lord, you're able to invade those things and dispel those things in our lives. And I pray that you do that right now. And give them wisdom. Let wisdom start to rise up into their heart and mind. Help them to know that your book, your word, is the book of wisdom. And as they feed upon your word, that will show up in their soul. And so thank you. Guide them, bless them, help them. Thank you, God. You're not just the only wise God. You're the only good God. You're the only loving God. And I just thank you, Lord, for your love, your goodness, and your wisdom for my friend today. Bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, do it. Go do it. Call out to God. Draw near to him. He's going to help you. I know he will. Well, God bless you. Have a great week. And join me next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.